Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Junior Giants Speak here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Miss Sharon, and this is the show for children, by children, and about children. And I want to welcome you to our show this wintry morning. We are coming to you from the Atlanta metro area. And I am blessed to have my Junior Giant reporters with me this morning. Good morning, Junior Giant reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a cold day here in the Atlanta metro area. I'm looking out my window now, and actually I see the most beautiful sight. And it is ice that is outlining every limb on a tree that's in my yard, and it is absolutely beautiful. It looks like a crystal tree, and that just gives you to know how cold it is here. We have been under storm watch all since yesterday. Some people got snow, some people got ice, but everybody got the cold. So we're thankful to God even for this beautiful day. The snow needs to come. The cold needs to come to kill away the things that need to be killed away in nature, so that in the spring we are not inundated with insects. So we thank God for the cold. But it's just a beautiful day. We get to stay in because the streets are icy and stay warm. And so I'm happy to have with me my Junior Giant reporters, and Happy New Year to everyone. It's a brand new year, and we thank God for allowing us to see 2017. I was talking to some family members, and we were saying that when we were children, to say the year 2017 sounded like something from outer space. But we thank God that we've been able to see it, and we're going to enjoy it and make this one of the best years ever. And so this morning we're going to be talking about our plans for the new year. Many people make resolutions and different things at the beginning of the year, and I don't necessarily do that, but I do like to look at how I did in the past year and then kind of set some goals for myself in the upcoming year so that I know the direction that I'm going. And so that's what the children are going to do today. They're going to talk to us about their plans for the new year. It is important that our children learn to set personal goals and then understand what it takes to get to those goals. I was listening just before we came on the air to a blurb of a speech by our First Lady, Ms. Michelle Obama, and she was encouraging the young people to be excellent and to get their education. And I want to do the same. I want to encourage the young people that are listening and my Junior Giant reporters, go be great, because greatness is in you, because God put it there. And he'll help you to achieve whatever it is that you need to achieve. And I am so blessed to be able to work with such an outstanding group of young people. I get excited when it's time to do the show because I like to hear their minds. I like to see how they think. And I want you to know, young people, that what you think is important, it's important that you learn how to form thoughts and have opinions about things that go on around you. And in all you're getting, get an understanding of the things that are going on around you. And that will further you in your goals as you go through life. So we're going to get started this morning. The title of our show this morning is Let's Begin Again. Because a new year seems to offer us a refreshing restart. We get to do some things over and do some things better or do some new things as we go into a new year. And we're going to start this morning with Miss Jada. Good morning, Jada. How are you?
I'm good.
How was your week?
It was great.
Okay, and it was great because?
Because we left the late school early on Friday from school.
Okay. So the weather allowed you to get out early.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, are you enjoying the weather today?
Yes.
Okay. You ready with your story?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Good morning. This is Jada, your June Giant reporter. This is a brand new year, which means new beginnings. Two goals that I wish to set for myself would be spiritually and educationally. My spiritual goal would to be to set aside more time to praise God and draw closer to Him. This means I'm going to read my Bible more often, which is every day, study to prove God's word. Even more and most importantly, win souls for the Lord. This involves reaching out to my family and friends and telling them about the goodness of God and how He has blessed me and this and my family. My educational goal would be to make sure that I am paying attention in class, try to learn as much as I can, and be respectful to my family and teachers. Doing so will promote me to the next grade level, and this will make a positive impact as to my future studies. As the saying states, the sky is the limit. Setting these two goals, spiritually and educationally, are very important to me, and with God's help, I can accomplish them this year. Thank you for listening. This has been Jada, your Junior Giant reporter, and have a happy new year.
Thank you, Jada. So your goals are, you did spiritual and educational goals. Okay. How did you do? Did you get your report card this week?
Yes.
How did you do?
I got all A's.
Okay, very good. So you're doing well in school, and that's a good thing, and I want you to continue to do so. Stay tuned, and we're going to do the question of the day, okay?
Okay.
And we are Junior Giants here on Junior Giant Speaks, and we are talking today about beginning again in this brand new year of 2017. Our young people are talking about some goals that they are setting for themselves this year. And they are learning how important it is to set goals, but not only to set goals, but to identify what it's going to take to reach those goals. Our next Junior Giant reporter this morning is going to be Mr. Luke Alexander Gladney. He always tells me his whole name. I love it. He's going to give us his report. Good morning, Luke.
Morning, Miss Sharon.
How are you?
Good.
Good. And how was your week?
Great.
Why was it great?
Well, it was great. We celebrated Christmas and we did a bunch of stuff. But for this, it's disappointing because I was supposed to have a basketball game today, but since it's ice, they canceled it.
Yeah, you don't want to get out there in the ice, so they'll have another basketball game.
Yes, but seriously, they should have even canceled it because even if the weather doesn't even know if it's going to snow or not, they should cancel it because even if we did have it, why would they do that? We're wearing shorts in a low 8 temperature.
That
would probably
that makes a lot of sense. Okay, well, now you get to be home and be warm. Just stay warm and have fun with your mom and dad, okay?
I'm glad. After this, I'm just going to get the tablet and play video games, which is really just going to guide me through my video game. And then I'll finish it, and then there's another guy.
You know what I want you to do today since you have extra time off? I want you to read about a Bible character, and I want you to tell me about the Bible character that you read about on tomorrow. Can you do that?
We've actually read about a few. We've actually read about a few.
Okay, well, read about a new one today. Okay, so don't just spend on your time. I know your mom's not going to let you just spend time all day on your video, but spend time reading about one Bible character, a new one that you haven't read about, and then tell me tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready with your story?
Yes.
Go right ahead, please.
This is with your Genius Giant Reporter. And today, I am so excited to begin again. I will discuss my educational, community, and spiritual goals for 2017 and beyond. My educational goals are to continue to do better in school and also to make the honor roll. I can achieve these goals by staying focused and working hard. My community goals are to continue to be a part of Cub Scouts and my school community. I will achieve these goals by supporting our Scout leader and also being involved in school community activities. My spiritual goal is to pray more and to continue to be an active member of the Children's Church Ministry. I will achieve these goals by spending more time reading my Bible and doing God's Word. This is Luke, your Junior Giant Reporter. Happy New Year!
Well, thank you very much, Luke. Now, your goals, you had community, spiritual, and educational?
Yes.
Okay. And so, when you came up with your goals, were you able to see where you were already doing some of these things?
Yes.
Beg your pardon?
I didn't get it.
Okay. Well, then that just gives you more incentive to get to achieve them on this year. And I want you guys to understand that these are goals. You're not going to be perfect because who's perfect? I don't know. His name is Jesus, and that's the only one that's perfect. But you have to strive for them. And when you feel like you don't reach your goals, you need to look at why you didn't reach them, and then you need to try again. And you may have to come up with different methods to reach your goals. But know that your goals are reachable. The ones that you're setting today, they are reachable. These are things you can absolutely do. So like you were saying in school, you might need to be focused. You may not be focused every day, all day long. Sometimes our mind takes a vacation and we get unfocused. But what you have to do is practice putting yourself back online, back in focus, and so that you can reach the goals that you're setting. Very good report. Very good. And we're going to keep moving. Before we go to our next reporter, I do want to say that we are recruiting for Junior Giant Speaks. We are a show for children between the ages of 7 and 12. They must be willing to do something that's just a little bit different, clearly. And we are looking for a variety of children. Our goal is to reach the world. And however we need to do that, child by child, we're endeavoring to do that. And if you have children, grandchildren, we seem to have good listeners this morning, probably because we have so many people that are at home. But if you have children, whether they're your grandchildren, your niece, your nephew, please contact me. My number is 678-516-5570. And we are looking for this to be an exciting year. I met with the Junior Giant reporters toward the end of last year or over the summer so we could set some goals. And I'm looking for a great year. So if you want your child to be a part, please contact me at 678-516-5570. You can also reach me by email at juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com. Or you can go to our website, www.juniorgiantspeak.com, and get in contact with me. But the quickest way is by phone, and that is 678-516-5570. We're going to move on to our next Junior Giant reporter. Good morning, Miss Almeida.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. And how was your week?
It was okay. I wasn't really ready to go back to school, but we had a short week, so it wasn't really that much of a problem.
Okay. You guys really did have a short week because you – did you get out early on Friday too?
We got out at 1 o'clock.
So that means you guys went to school Thursday, and on Friday you did a half a day or almost a half
yeah.
a day. Okay, no, that's not a bit. That's not a bad week at all. Okay, well, are you ready for your report?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead, please.
Okay. Greetings to all of you online and in radio land. My name is Almina Southall. Let's begin again. This is a new year, which means new opportunities to grow as a learner and as a person, which is why so many people make New Year's resolutions. So, today, we are going to be talking about what we are looking forward to this year and what goals have we set for our future. The goal that I have set for my community is joining the Beta Club at my school because they go out in the community to help charities and other natural organizations. I also look forward to conserving our car use because that's doing the earth harm. A goal that I've set for my education is to get all A's on my report card, coming up, because it always feels good to know that you have worked hard. I also look forward to competing in my school debate team practice, because it's fun to argue about a topic where you actually know what you're talking about. A goal that I look forward to setting up with my family is praying together as a family at night weekly, because this is the only time that we can get together as a family and do something. I'm also looking forward to going to our summer family trip to Canada because we get to spend quality time with our family up north. A goal that I have set for myself is to be more patient with people because I tend to snap a lot at people. I also look forward to raising enough money for me to go on my trip next year to the UK because I believe that it would be a great learning experience and that I would make a lot of memories with my friends. Finally, the goals that I've set for myself spiritually is to stay focused in church because sometimes I tend to drift off into space when the pastor starts preaching, but not anymore. I also look forward to doing more outreach, which is a club that I joined 2 years ago because I haven't done much lately to contribute to it. This year, Junior Giant Almina Southall. Thanks for listening.
Very nice, Almina. I like those goals that you're setting. I thought that was interesting that you are going to be paying closer attention in church. One of the things that would help you, because I know sometimes it, when you guys are not in children's church, I know that sometimes when you're in the adult church and the preacher's preaching, it may seem long or you may, you know, not follow the whole time. But if there's something that might help you is to jot down notes about what he's saying, and that helps you to follow along more easily. It's not for you to be drawing or anything like that in church, but you're trying to follow so that you have an understanding of what's being said, and that might help you. I also like your community goals, and even as Junior Giants, we're going to be doing some community outreach. I just want to, even as we were on the radio this morning, it came to me to tell my Junior Giants to trust God this year. Believe God, believe what he says, and trust him. You guys go to church and you read about the Bible people. We say characters, but they were real people. They were actual people. And they did wonderful, marvelous things because they trusted God. The whole point of Junior Giant Speaks is based on the story of David and Goliath. David wasn't an old man when he beat down Goliath. He was a lad, is what they called him. He was a young boy and young man, and he obeyed God, and he trusted that God was and is who he says he is, and he trusted that God could do what he says he could do. And so I want to encourage my junior giants to trust God. When you pray about something, even if you pray for people, pray for your family, pray for your friends, trust that God is going to answer your prayers. He's listening, and he wants you to believe him that he will do what you're asking him to do. And so that was the challenge for today. Now we're going to do a question of the day before we go off the air. The question of the day is, in this upcoming year, what are three things that you did last year that you do not want to do this year? What are three things that you did last year that you do not want to do on this year? And I think I'm going to actually go on this question because I'm kind of focused on that. I'm trying to make sure I don't repeat things that were not productive. And so three things that you did last year that you do not want to repeat this year. One of my things is procrastinating about paperwork. I'm going to do my best to not procrastinate because it just puts me behind when it comes to paperwork. I don't like doing paperwork, but it is a necessity. The other thing that I am not going to do is I'm not going to shy away from being a better witness. Sometimes, believe it or not, I get shy when it comes to talking to people that I don't know. And so I'm asking God to help me to be a soul winner on this year and to do better about my witnessing to people that I don't know. That's two. And the last thing that I don't want to do this year, is, so this is giving you guys some time to think. I don't want to get involved in unhealthy eating like I did on last year. So those are my three things. God help me to do them, and I'm just going to trust and believe that if I do my part, that God will do his to help me. So that's the question of the day. The question of the day is, what are three things that you did last year that you do not want to continue to do this year? And I'm going to start with Miss Jada. Miss Jada?
Yes.
What are three things that you did last year that you do not want to continue to do this year?
Well, probably I would try to listen and behave more often. And
okay, that's
I would try to get to school on time and not be late.
Okay.
And I would try to eat more healthy.
Okay, those are good. Those are very good. All right, Mr. Luke, what about you? What are three things that you did last year that you don't want to continue to do this year?
Only a couple of times. I've been disobedient a couple of times, and I don't listen all the time.
Okay, so one is to not be disobedient?
Yes. Not to yell until it's in more often.
Say that again.
Not to yell, not to be disobedient until it's in more often.
Okay, I didn't understand the first one. What is T.O.?
Yelled. I've yelled a couple.
Okay, so no yelling. Okay, those are good goals. Okay, do you remember the skill that we learned, stop?
Yes.
If you practice stop, it will help you in every single one of those areas.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And for those of you who are listening and want to know what stop is, it means to get silent, take a deep breath, organize your thinking, and then proceed with the plan. And it just helps you to stop and think and get yourself together before you act or react. We're going to go on. Miss Almeida, what are three things that you did last year that you don't want to carry into this year?
Okay. So, like I said in my story, I want to be more patient with people because I'm not the most patient person. I want to not, like, oh, my gosh, how do I say this? I want to, like, not come up with excuses for, like, failure, because last year I didn't do the best on everything, and, like, I tried to come up with excuses for myself, saying that, like, somebody else didn't do something when it was my fault. And, or, like, accept failure, I guess. And be more wise with money, because I wasn't that wise with money last year.
Okay. Okay, you guys have all said that's very good. And see, that gave you an opportunity to look back on last year and see some areas where we may have fallen short. And before we get off the air, I am going to say a short prayer for us, because I want us to be successful. I want us to be more patient. I want us to listen more. I want us to do all those things, to be on time and do the things that we are saying in our hearts that we want to be better at. And God will always make us better. He will always help us. And that's the beauty about our God, because he wants to help us. And we just have to allow him to do so. And so in setting of these goals, y'all, the goals were wonderful. And Almeida, when it comes to being patient with people, I'm going to say the same thing to you that I said to Luke. Practice stop. When people start getting on your nerves, just stop. Get silent, don't say anything, take a deep breath because you need to calm yourself down. Think, organize your thinking, and then proceed with a plan. If you practice those things, it helps you to get more in control of what you're doing because you're thinking about what you're doing. Some things we do are just automatic, and we just do them, and we don't think about it because it's just, we're on automatic roll, one thing after another. But sometimes it is important that we stop and think about what we're doing before we do it. Because we can always say, I'm sorry, but isn't it better when I don't have to say I'm sorry and I just didn't do it in the first place? And so if we stop and think, that will help us to accomplish those goals. And I do want to say to the young people, just be encouraged. Expect a great year on this year. Some people are having a lot of woes about bad things are going to happen. I just don't think like that. I believe that we serve God. I believe that we serve the Almighty God and that there is nothing too hard for him. Even as I'm sitting here, I'm watching this big, huge bird soar in the sky. Our God did that. Our God is a great God, and he is on our side. He fights for us, and he is for our success. And I want you to know, as children, just because you're children doesn't mean he's not for you. He's for you. He loves the spirit of the child. That's why he tells adults to be more like children, because you all are wonderful. You have wonderful spirits, and you're sweet young people. Stay like that so that God can use you. And in this day and this time, God is using the children because the children are listening to God. And when you listen to God, he will speak to you and he will tell you things. Even as a child, I remember I would go in my room by myself and have conversations with God. And one time it felt like in my room that God showed up. And when he showed up, it almost scared me, but I knew that it was God. And so I want you as young people, we go to church. Don't just go to church because your parents make you go to church. Go to church and find God and learn more about God and allow him to do great things in your life. And he will help you throughout the week. There's nothing that we cannot achieve. The failure is not in God, it's in us. But he can help us not to fail because he's for us. And the Bible tells us that if God be for you, who can be against you? And so with that being said, we're going to get ready to close out our show. I hope you enjoyed us. Let's begin again. It's a brand new year. There's nothing that God won't forgive us for. He wants us to succeed. We just have to come to him and ask him for his help. And so I want to say to my junior judge, you did good job. Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you.
And to keep doing wonderful. Don't give up when you find things that are hard. Keep trying. There's a thing about failure. Every success has had failures because you have to learn how to get it right. And so we're going to ask God to help us to do our best and be our best, and I know that he will do that. So in our closing, I'm going to say a quick short prayer this morning because this is the start of a new year. And Father, in Jesus' name, first of all, God, we thank you for this brand new day. I thank you for these wonderful young people. And I ask, God, that you would shine greatly in their lives. Talk to them. When they're asleep in their dreams, God, you speak to them. When they're at school, God, watch over them and let their angels be encamped round about them. Bless them in a mighty way. Help them to be lights that shine bright in Jesus' name. Cover them with your blood and keep them safe. And we do ask these things in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. You guys have a wonderful week, all right? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
You guys have a bye-bye. And I will talk to
bye.
You soon.
I will talk to you soon again.
Bye-bye. And I do want to say before we're completely off the air that we are recruiting. So if you do have children that are interested in Junior Giant Speaks or you want to try this out for them to give them something to do that is different, that will challenge them, please give me a call. And my number is 678-516-5570. My name is Sharon High Williams. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Fathers teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's eyesight. Fathers teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's eyesight. See why you love your mother in every way. Truth I must say, some of our fathers have gone astray. If this does not apply to you, then draw nigh to yours and stay. Because in the end, you'll get your reward on Judgment Day.
Parental involvement is so special to a child. Support what they do and their activities with a smile. 'Cause in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man, all he's done.
Fathers teach your children
the right
right way, chastise them when they're wrong, and teach them to praise, praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children the right way, chastise them when they're wrong, and teach them to praise, praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight.
Parental involvement is so special to a child. Support what they do and their activities with a smile. Because in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Chastise them when they're wrong, and teach them to praise, praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way,
chastise them when they're wrong,
and teach them to praise,
praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Father, love them, teach them. Fathers, mold them, scold them. Fathers, provide for, be there for. Fathers, show them their love.
And that was Mr. Reggie Summers and his son, Ezekiel. And they were singing Fathers Teach Your Children. And I want to thank you all for joining us this morning here on Junior Giant Speaks, the show that is for children, by children, and about children. Can't wait to talk to you again later on this month. You all have a wonderful time enjoying this nice, cool weather. Goodbye. God bless.